Mr. Bolton, how are you feeling?
Hey, Mr. Bolton, is Mike Pence going to be ensnared in the conspiracy to defraud the country?
Where's Abby Lowe? What are you doing, sir?
You're a joke. Mr. Bolton, you're a joke. There goes the rat right there. That's a coward.
Over in Delaware last year, wasn't it?
I'm the guy that asked you what kind of crack you smoke, Mr. Biden. Yeah, that was me. And you asked me, who do I work for? I work for myself. The American people are wondering, why are you representing Jim Homie Comey? Why are you representing John Bolton? Why are you representing the Biden criminal syndicate? You know why? I know why, because I've already done the investigation on all of you. It's known as the deep state target list. Every single one of you is going to have to face consequences because treason does not have a statute of limitations. If this administration is not going to hold you to account, a future administration will. And guess what? I guarantee it personally. If I'm not around to hold you guys to account, my kids will guarantee that you're held to account. So stay tuned.
Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, great patriot. Why weren't there 10,000 people there to peacefully confront Bolton, this traitor, this piece of crap? From in front of the federal courthouse, Ivan Raiklin is our guest. Ivan, amazing. Tell us what happened there and behind the scenes.
Yeah, what's going on, Alex? I'm actually, that was over in Maryland, in Greenbelt, Maryland. I'd like to give a little context that where he was indicted or arraigned, if you will, it's in the, because it is in Maryland, I always have to ask the question of what other deep state actors are in Maryland that could potentially protect him from facing prosecution. You got to remember that the only U.S. attorney from the, of the 93 U.S. attorneys that were with George W. Bush, he was the only one, Ron Rosenstein of the 93, that remained on with Obama. And then he later became the deputy attorney general. So I suspect that Rod Rosenstein is probably leveraging his network and relationships with that U.S. attorney's office to make sure through some process of maneuvering that John Bolton is going to be free.
Now, they're going to try to fix these cases. They're going to try to fix the cases.
Yeah, they're going to try to fix the case. But I'm actually, right now, as we're live, I'm in front of the Department of Justice, and I also wanted to call out the Assistant Attorney General, Jolene Ann Loria, who's head of IT and HR. I think that she is more of a deep state issue than anybody else because she's been there for 18 years as the comptroller, effectively. She runs the whole financial scheme of the Department of Justice. So all the payouts, settlements. I mean, if we were to scrutinize her maximally, I mean, we're looking at like a massive removal of a deep state operative in the DOJ. So I want to make it a point that I want to come here regularly and others need to come here regularly to shine a maximum light on this Department of Justice to help this administration.
No, I agree. Idiots say us attacking bad guys in the DOJ administration is hurting Trump. No, just like we exposed Bolton, the Trumps get rid of him. Just like we exposed Bill Barr, we've been vindicated. No, we are the Sentinels. We are the Rangers. We are the watchmen on the wall. And let's talk big picture. Three indictments now in the last few weeks. More coming. The deep state's not so arrogant. Obama's stuttering, looks scared on TV. What do you expect the deep state to do now, Ivan Raiklin?
No, I mean, one thing is that the deep state's going to continue to treason. I mean, they're going to continue to treason, seasons treasons, if you will. And the reason why is because, let's face it, while Roger Stone and folks like you and others that are raided, arrested, right, and their devices are taken, well, when you do that, you effectively stop and slow down communications from happening. That doesn't occur to the John Boltons of the world or the Jim Comey homies of the world or probably for Tish James next Friday. They're going to basically have access to their devices to continue to coordinate the perpetual never-ending coup. Why? Because you got scum like I mentioned before in the DOJ that are essentially facilitating them to be able to.
Here's an example. I mean, Roger Stone gets 24 people SWAT teamed and then pointing guns at his poodle over perjury that wasn't real. These people are involved in espionage. No perp walks. No nothing.
Right. Absolutely. And so the whole reason why you perp walk someone is so you stop them from communicating and coordinating and synchronizing the perpetual never-ending coup. But the guys in here are essentially telling Pam Bondi and your favorite one, what's his name? The Deputy Attorney General?
Oh, yeah, that's Todd Blanche.
Yeah, your favorite guy who's literally sitting right in here probably today. I mean, we can actually go around on the other side of the building, and I'll show you the entrance of the Office of the Attorney General. All those guys are probably sitting over on the other side, essentially scheming how to take out Alex Jones and InfoWars, right? Because why? You're the biggest threat. You have the biggest platform independent of any of the political party establishments in this town. And that's why I love you, and that's why I love you and support your work. And you're the first person I always call and say, hey, you want me to go live? Because you've earned America's trust. You've earned, definitely earned my trust. And that's why we're out here. We're here to expose the problems that our country faces.
Well, I know they think they take me off the air. They can get me. We're not going to be off the air, but they're definitely coming, and they're not backing down. Did you see Don Lemon call for illegal aliens and any brown people to buy guns and basically kill ICE agents? They're escalating with major uprisings. What do you see about that? You're an expert in regime change. What do you make of it?
So while they escalate violently, I've always advocated peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical. Okay, what does that look like? I'm literally on the footsteps over here. Let's take a look. Office of the Solicitor General. That's the lawyer that presents cases before the Supreme Court, right? We have to identify every single employee of the Department of Justice and put them in three categories. Category one, you're either a deep state target list member that needs actioning, meaning criminal referrals eventually. Number two, you're a coward that has enabled that first category. And third, we have to identify those true patriots that are putting everything on the line to go in here and work to be able to root out those first two. Because I argue that a coward is worse than a traitor. A traitor is essentially taking the courage to violate rules, laws of society, and say, you know what, middle finger to you, society. Whereas the coward just quietly, complicitly enables that to occur. We got to make sure that all of them are exposed, Alex. And I'm basically here for it.
When you saw Bolton looking him in the eyes, he doesn't look too happy.
I didn't quite see you. He didn't look too happy. He literally sprinted out of the courtroom. I barely got one or two frames out with my friend here, Joseph Philip Daniels, who's behind the camera. And he barely got him because he went from the door to the vehicle that was staged right there. Now, it was a little different than setup than James Homie Comey, because even James Homie Comey went in the underground where they parked the vehicles and didn't show his face to the public.
No, I agree. Meanwhile, so how do you think that finally we have real indictments? This didn't happen the first head, man. How do you think the deep state's feeling right now?
They're feeling it, but I still argue that it's not even close to being enough. Because let's face it, Alex, look at what the precedent that they took and what they've done thus far over the last 11 years of treason. To include all like the DNA mutilation platforms that they forced us into injecting our bodies with. Not this guy, but many of us, right? So, I mean, one key figure that you saw in that clip, I think you played it, is John Bolton is one of the cast of characters. The common thread with a lot of these folks you're going to start seeing is Mike Pence's name is going to start coming up more and more, right? You're going to start seeing the lawyers behind all of this. Abby Lowell, who represented Hunter Biden. Remember the guy that... One thing that wasn't caught on camera is I went to Delaware last year when Hunter was being the trial against Hunter Biden, and I sat outside of the courtroom, and an individual comes out, and I'm sitting at the bench just outside the courtroom in the lobby, and I recognized it was Abby Lowell. He comes out and is like, hey, Mr. Lowell. And I stood up and put my hand out and said, Ivan Raiklin, I'm the guy that's asked your client what kind of crack he smokes a couple weeks ago. What do you say to that? And he got really angry, and he thought, well, who are you? Who do you work for? And I said, you know what, buddy? You don't raise your voice on me, but my name is Ivan Raiklin, and I'm here to make sure that you and everybody in that Biden criminal syndicate is held to account.
So why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to talk?
You showed up. You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, You get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to theallshowstore.com for the best supplements, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now.